This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Adam Coleman, inviting you to the next season of The Cosmic Library, the podcast from LitHub in which massive books become vehicles for zooming around happily wherever we'd like. The first season dealt with Finnegan's Wake. Second season, The 1001 Nights. Now we're talking about and following tangents from the Hebrew Bible with guests like the novelist Joshua Cohen.
Why are there letters? Why do the letters form words? This is the most basic question of the Bible.
And we ponder the mysteries of words in a ton of different ways with, for instance, the neuroscientist Lisa Feldman Barrett.
Words that we speak to each other are processed in the same, literally in the same, with the same circuitry as a circuitry that controls our body.
You'll hear from poet, translator, and MacArthur genius Peter Cole about the mind-altering effects that turn out to be perhaps what poetry is all about.
You sort of come through the text and enter the world and see the world in completely new ways, or in slightly new ways, which is really what vision is all about and maybe what poetry is all about.
As always, we range widely, including into a conversation about Sigmund Freud, who saw a kind of conflict at the core of our emotional mental being and in the Hebrew Bible. Here's Tom DeRose, curator with the Freud Museum in London.
There's always this antagonism between us wanting to bind together and create greater things, but also destroy them and fragment them.
In the Cosmic Library, no matter the book, we're out to activate the mind in new ways. The poet and critic Elisa Gabbert explains how that's possible.
I mean, when I'm reading or when I'm writing, I'm just thinking better than I am at any other time.
So explore the mysteries of language and the mind this spring with the Cosmic Library from LitHub, available wherever you go for podcasts.